Hi, this is Kelly Saperja from Mortlach, Saskatchewan, Canada, and it's great to be back on Main Menu again. And I'm here to demonstrate Pac-Man Talks, an accessible version of the popular arcade game by Personal Computer Systems, or PCS. Pac-Man is one of the most popular arcade games of all time, and there have been many versions of it available for the computer. Basically, the idea of Pac-Man is you're running through a maze and eating dots along the way, while trying to avoid being eaten by some ghosts in the process. If you get a superpower pill, you will become invincible for a short time, and will be able to go after the ghosts and eat them. In 1997, PCS Games released a DOS version of Pac-Man that was designed to work with speech synthesizers and screen readers. That version was good for its time, but I think the Windows version that I'm about to review is even better. For one thing, you don't need a speech synthesizer to play it, as the game is self-voicing. The game also features background music and the original Pac-Man sound effects. To demonstrate Pac-Man Talks, I'm using Windows Millennium with a Sound Blaster Live Value sound card. I also have a mixer board connected to the sound card, and I'll be using JFW 4.5 for the first part of this demonstration. The first thing I'd like to show you is how to read the manual. There are a few ways you can read the manual, and in my opinion, reading the documentation before playing a game is very important. I'm going to press the Start menu key.
Start menu. Windows Update.
And P for Programs.
P. Accessories submenu.
And then I'm going to press P a couple more times to get to the Pac-Man Talks group.
P. Power Tracks submenu.
That's an old MIDI sequencer program I used to use.
P. Pac-Man Talks submenu.
There's Pac-Man Talks. I'll press Enter.
Enter. Pac-Man Talks.
This is the option that you would use to start the game itself.
Help for Pac-Man Talks.
This is what I want to show you, the Help for Pac-Man Talks choice. This loads a small program that will allow you to read the Pac-Man Talks manual, similar to the way you would read a book, but we'll come back to that in a second.
Read manual in text format.
This is another way you can read the manual. You can have it load into a text file editor like WordPad or Microsoft Word. In my case, it's WordPad.
Uninstall Pac-Man Talks.
And uninstall Pac-Man Talks.
Pac-Man Talks. Help for Pac-Man Talks.
Okay, this is the option we want, so I'll press Enter and the program will load.
Enter. Leaving menus. List box. One Pac-Man rules in brief.
1 of 13.
We're now in a list of chapters that we can go to. Right now we're on chapter 1, Pac-Man rules in brief, but if we move down, we'll have some more choices.
2 system requirements. 3 description of the playing area. 4 getting this thing started. 5 get some help. 6 keys to know. 7 places to go. 8 customizing Pac-Man.
Etc. And there are 13 chapters in total. I'm going to move up to chapter 4.
For getting this thing started.
There we go. And we'll press Enter now.
Enter. 4.1 after installation.
Now we're in a list of subtopics that we can choose from. Right now we're on 4.1, but if we move down.
4.2 demo mode.
Demo mode.
4.3 registration of the game.
Registration of the game.
4.4 skip the song.
Skip the song.
4.5 beginner's training wheels.
Beginner's training wheels. And we're at the bottom of the list now. So I'm going to move up to 4.2.
4.2 demo mode.
There we go, and I'll press Enter.
Enter. Edit. Before you purchase Pac-Man Talks, you probably want to try it out first. When asked for your registration name, just hit the Enter key.
Okay, I just pressed Control to stop the speech. We're now in a read-only edit box that will allow us to read the contents of this chapter. If I press Control and Home, we'll get to the top.
Top of file. Blank.
We're on a blank line. Now, what I like to do is to use the JFW say all command when I want to listen to a chapter being read, because I must admit, I hate those pauses that you sometimes hear where it says, after registration, press the Enter key. That doesn't sound very natural, in my opinion. Anyway, I'm going to do that now by pressing Insert and the down arrow key.
Before you purchase Pac-Man Talks, you probably want to try it out first. When asked for your registration name, just hit the Enter key. This will allow you to play the first level of Pac-Man Talks. If you decide to purchase it, you will receive registration information from the game vendor, which can be entered when you start the game. This will allow you to continue beyond the first level.
There are actually a total of 24 levels in Pac-Man Talks, and also I have a registered copy of the game, so we won't have to worry about the registration reminders. Now, we want to get back to the list box. Well, pressing Escape, in this case, will not do that for us, and to be honest with you, I wish it would. What happens if you press Escape is you'll simply quit the program. There is a Close button here, and we can get to it just by pressing the Tab key.
Close button.
I'm going to press Tab again.
List box. 4.2 demo mode.
2 of 5.
And we're back at the list of subtopics. Now, we simply move to the left, with the left arrow key, of course.
One Pac-Man rules in brief.
And we are back at the chapter list. Now, just to show you one more chapter, let's move down to chapter 7.
6 keys, 7 places to go.
There we go, places to go.
Enter. 7.1 superpower alcoves.
Superpower alcoves.
7.2 escape tunnels.
Escape tunnels.
7.3 safe place.
Safe place, this is what I want to show you. I'll press enter and the text will begin reading automatically, but I'm going to silence the speech, go to the top of the document, and start it reading with say all.
Enter. Edit. There is a safe place located. Top of file. There is a safe place located somewhere on the outer ring that allows you to hide from the ghosts. While in the safe place, the ghosts don't know where you've gone and will pass right by the opening. If a ghost was hot on your tail and you enter the safe place, you can face north, then hit the space bar to tell how far away the ghost is. If you hear the thump-thump of your ghost detector getting louder, then you will soon hear the voice of the ghost pass by.
Okay, that's just a little bit of that chapter. I'm going to press the escape key now, and we will quit the program.
Rec2.wav/recall-pro.
And we are back in Recall Pro, or is it Recall Pro? I'm not quite sure how you pronounce that. In any case, this is the program I'm using to record this presentation. Now it's time to demonstrate the Pac-Man Talks game itself. I've unloaded JAWS, and I'm now going to press the Start menu key, then P for Programs, and then P a couple more times to get back to the Pac-Man Talks submenu, and we'll press Enter. Now I'm on the icon for the game itself, so all I have to do is press Enter, and the game will start. This is the introductory sequence of the game, and you can interrupt it at any time just by pressing the control key.
Pac-Man Talks, a PCS game by Phil Lasak. With the GMA Game Engine. Copyright 2002. Version 1.0, for help, hit F1.
Would you like training mode? No.
Actually, there's one slight correction I have to make here. The game says I'm using version 1.0, but that's not true. I'm using version 1.1, which fixes a few bugs and adds a few more commands and features to the game. It's too bad that this review is being recorded in mono, because you're really missing out on some great stereo work during the copyright part of that sequence. What happened was the logo music, the PCS logo music, starts out on the extreme left and then gradually moves into the middle. Then the music seems to sort of bounce back and forth for a few seconds, and I don't know how they did that. And then it continues from the middle all the way to the right. And I must admit, it makes for a really neat effect. I'm now being asked if I want training mode. I'm going to press the up arrow key to go to
yes.
Yes, for the purposes of this demonstration. The training mode option is similar to the one in Shades of Doom, a game that I reviewed a while ago on main menu. What happens is the enemies will stay in one place, and the audio navigator function is set to partial mode. In partial mode, you'll be told about the various passages. In other words, there is a passage to the left, there is a passage to the right, etc. If you set the audio navigator for full, you'll be told not only about where the passages are, in other words, if they're to the left or to the right of you or whatever, but you'll also be told the room continues, or the area is open ahead. For purposes of this demonstration, I'm going to leave the audio navigator function set to partial for a little bit, and then I'm going to turn it off. Also, one thing I should point out is that the majority of speech that you'll be hearing during this game is not human-narrated. It is a synthesizer voice. It's actually from the AT&T Natural Voices synthesizer. And no, the synthesizer is not included as part of this game. It is actually a bunch of sound files that were created using the system. To be quite honest with you, though, I'm not really that impressed with the speech in the game. I would prefer to have a human narrator do all the talking, because there are some times when the voices, in my opinion, tend to sound a little muffled. They sound sort of like this, you know, where your voice sort of changes. And at times it makes the dialogue hard to understand, at least for me. But again, this is just my opinion. In the meantime, I'm going to press enter, and the game will start on level 1.
Level 1.
Okay, we have some background music here, but I'm going to turn it off in a couple minutes because it does tend to get a little monotonous after a while, although usually I like to keep it going while I'm playing the game anyway. That other noise you can hear is the sound of a ghost. I just turned the music down with the page up and page down keys. if you press the spacebar by itself,
31 blocks.
It says that this ghost is 31 blocks ahead of us. And of course, because we're on training mode, he's not moving. If you want to find out what ghost you're dealing with, you can press the control key and the spacebar.
Mm-hmm.
And it says Inky. I'm going to move to the right, because if we go forward, we're going to move closer to him, and if we get too close, we're toast, basically.
South, west.
Now, unless I'm mistaken, I think he's saying something like, I won't draw you into madness, but this is one reason that I feel that a human narrator would be better, is because the voice has been sort of modified, you could say, so it sounds a little bit different, and I can understand that, but I think that some of the dialogue that this ghost in particular says is very difficult to understand. Anyway, we'll move forward by pressing the up arrow key, and unlike in other games, like, let's say, Shades of Doom, where if you press the up arrow key, you move one step at a time, in this game, when you press the up arrow, Pac-Man will move automatically, and will eat the dots as he gets them. So I'll do that.
Passage continued.
Okay, we're moving past the ghost, and he's on the right now. Here he is.
There's a passage to the left.
Okay, what I did there was I pressed the control and down arrow keys to stop Pac-Man from moving, and as you can tell by that repeating message in the background, we have a superpower pill, and this is what we need in order to get the ghosts, so let's see if we can get one. I'm going to sidestep to the left.
The passage turns sharply to the right.
Okay, we got the pill, I'm now moving to the right, and I can hear what sounds like a passage.
There is a passage to the left. The passage continues.
Okay, I'm moving. I moved to the right. There's the ghost.
Continues. 12 blocks.
And there we got him.
There is a passage to the left. The passage continues. The passage turns sharply to the left and right. South, 47 blocks.
Okay, let's see if we can get this ghost.
The passage turns sharply to the left and right. 48 west blocks.
No problem.
The passage continues. 43 blocks. There is a passage to the left. The passage continues. 18 blocks. There is a passage to the right. The
uh-oh.
Passage continues. 45 blocks.
Okay, we're 45 blocks ahead of him now, which is probably just as well because our superpower pill wore off.
There is a passage to the left. The passage continues. The passage turns sharply to the right.
Okay, while I'm here, I'm going to press F1 to go into the game's help menu, as it calls it.
Help menu. Use the up and down arrows, hit escape to end game.
We'll explore this menu a bit later on, but for now I'm going to press the end key.
Options.
And we'll press enter on options.
Audio navigator. Partial.
The audio navigator is what was saying the passage continues or there is a passage to the left. I'm going to turn that off in just a second, but first I'm going to turn the background music off.
Ambient sounds. On. Background music. On.
And then I press enter to turn it off.
Off.
And that means we are out of the menu. I'm gonna press F1 again.
Help menu. Options.
Press end to get to options.
Audio navigator. Partial.
Okay, and now I'm gonna press enter and we'll set the audio navigator to full.
Full.
Which is not the option I want, but you really don't have any choice. And that's one thing that I'd like to see. If the GMA game engine is updated, I'd like to have the ability to change a selection without having to keep going back into the menu once it takes effect, basically. For instance, if you could press the spacebar key instead of pressing enter, if you just press space, it would say, let's say, audio navigator partial. If you press space again, audio navigator full. And then once you decided, okay, this is what I want, pressing enter would then take you out of the menu.
Help menu. Use the up options. Audio navigator full.
I like that the way it says full. We'll press the enter key.
Off.
There we go. And the audio navigator is now off. I'm going to move to the right.
North.
Okay, that noise there, and I just stopped myself from moving with control and down, that is an escape tunnel. If you want to go into it, you'll be transported into another part of the maze. I'm going to press the shift key and the left arrow key. And we're now at another part of the maze. Okay, and by the look of it, we can't move from here. There we go. Okay.
Superpower.
There's a superpower pill.
Superpower. Superpower.
Let's get it.
Superpower.
There we go. Okay, I had to move to the left a few times, and to the right there. Okay, now that noise that you can hear, other than the siren noise, and in just a second, the superpower pill will wear off. There we go. Okay, that noise there, that means that there is a passage, and it is currently to my left, so I could go into it, which I will do, and now we can keep going. There we go. Okay, there's another tunnel. There's a passage to the right. And we stopped, but I guess we got a dot. While I'm here, let's discuss a couple of other things you can do. If you want to find out how many dots you have left, you can press the D key.
Dots left, 137.
That's a little bit choppy, wouldn't you say? 137? I don't know, I prefer going 137, but anyway. If you press Control and D at the same time, you'll get this.
Dot detector on.
Dot detector. So what it's doing is it's making a little pinging noise to let me know that I'm slightly away from some dots. So I'm going to move to the left because the sound is currently on my left.
South.
And if I move forward... There we go. We're getting more dots. Now I'm going to move to the left.
South.
So Pac-Man is still moving. There's another tunnel. And we stopped at a wall by the sound of it. We'll keep going. Okay, there's a passage. I'm going to go into it.
You're in the safe place.
This area, the safe place, is where the ghosts can't get you. So if you're being chased by a ghost and you enter this area, they won't be able to catch you, but there really isn't anything exciting here in terms of more dots, I don't think. Let's just try moving forward. No.
East.
Okay. Let's see if we can...
North. East. South. West.
Alright, let's try going to the right. What I was doing there was I was just pressing the space bar because I wanted to see if I was close to a ghost, but we got this. That little beep. Actually, let me move to the left a few times. There we go. Okay. Fine, we'll try here. Okay, now he's obviously on the right.
East. West.
Now there's another voice I can't understand, and anyway, let's get out of here because this particular ghost appears to be guarding some dots, and if we move toward him, we'll lose a life. Actually, let me just, I might as well demonstrate what happens. Okay, I'm just gonna stop. I'm 54 blocks away from him.
Blinky.
And we're dealing with Blinky here.
South.
Come on.
East.
There we go.
36
blocks. Now, I know this is not the right thing to do, but because this is a demonstration of the game, I thought, well, I might as well demonstrate this part for you.
10 blocks.
Okay, we're 10 blocks away from him. And here's what happens when you lose a life.
Blinky wants you to leave.
Blinky wants you to leave, yeah. Okay. They actually will say other things, too. One of my favorite phrases that you'll say, and this happens immediately before you die, by the way, is, it'll go, "Be gone!" You know? Okay. Anyway, let's continue.
85 blocks.
Okay, we're moving away from that particular ghost. There's some passages here.
East.
Okay, we're just taken to another part of the maze. There's another area in the maze called the Ghost House. And you have to be really careful when you enter that area. You will need a superpower, if possible, for that area. Because, of course, since that's where the ghosts live, they'll naturally try to get you. But if you can avoid them, there may be some bonus items you might be able to get. I don't think I'll be able to show you that particular area during this demonstration, but we'll just have to see. I'm just going to go on a little bit further. Now, you may be wondering why I haven't entered a lot of these passages. Well, the reason is I like to see if I can grab all the dots in one area before exploring the other passages. Just going to move forward a little bit. There we go. Another thing you can do is you can save or restore a game. To save a game, and we'll practice it here, you can press F3.
Save game.
Yes.
It says save game, yes. One thing I don't like about the save feature, however, is that you can't save to multiple positions. In other words, unlike in Shades of Doom, where you could save up to 9 positions, in other words, have one location saved in slot number 1, another area saved in slot number 2, or etc., you can only save one time in Pac-Man Talks. If you save your position at another location, the previous location that you've saved will be overwritten. I'm going to press Y for yes.
Yes.
Saved.
And it just says saved. Doesn't sound too happy about that. We can also restore a game, and just for fun, let me move a bit closer here. Yeah, we'll try about here. We're just at another passage. I'm going to press F4.
Play your saved game.
Yes.
Yes, and then we'll press Y.
Yes.
Loaded your saved game.
Thank you. Let's explore the help menu. And to do that, we'll press F1.
Help menu. Use the up and down arrows. Hit escape to end game.
The first option we have is game, and this option describes the various commands that you can use for, let's say, quitting the game or pausing or whatever. Let's just press enter on this first.
Full help. Control F1 reads PMT.txt with notepad and your screen reader.
The file name actually is PMT.txt. It doesn't seem to announce punctuation much.
Quit game. Escape.
I just pressed the down arrow key.
Save game. F3. Play your saved game. F4.
Okay, we've looked at those two.
Pause game. P.
P. It almost sounds like B, doesn't it? Actually, let's just try pressing enter on this and see what happens. Okay, what happened there was, we got taken out of the menu, but we are currently in pause mode. And you can hear a little bit of the famous music from Pac-Man. But if I press P again, we're out of the pause mode.
Help menu.
Okay, let's go back into the game option.
Full help. Quit. Save. Play. Pause. Check speakers. S. Reset sound card. R.
I'm not quite sure why this option is needed. Maybe this is because if your sound card starts making some weird noises or something in the middle of a game, I'm not quite sure how this works.
Reset sound card, R.
Okay, and we're at the bottom of the list.
Help menu, game.
What I did there was I pressed the left arrow key. If you press escape, you'll be taken out of the menu.
Movement.
Movement. Let's have a look at this.
Continuous forward, up arrow.
Okay, that's continuous forward.
Stop and one step forward. Control, up arrow. Turn around, down arrow. One step back. Control, down arrow. Turn left, left arrow. Turn right, right arrow. Sidestep left, shift left arrow. Sidestep right, shift right arrow.
Okay, well that's the movement options.
Help menu. Use the up movement.
Okay, we're back on movement.
Information. Dots and ghosts.
Some of these options I'm gonna skip.
Pac-Man sound identification.
Let's have a look at this one.
Pac-Man walking.
Okay, as you can tell, we get to hear what the different sounds are for.
Nearing wall.
I like that. Nearing wall!
Bumping wall.
There you go, that's him bumping a wall! Sorry.
Opening to the left.
Okay, and there's an opening to the left, and I heard it on the left speaker.
Eating a dot. Escape tunnel near. Moving to other side of maze through tunnel. Superpower bill near.
Superpower.
Superpower on.
I I should mention that I'm just down arrowing through this.
Superpower ending.
Well, that makes sense.
Superpower ending.
Yeah. Okay, and I'm at the bottom of the menu there. Move to the
Help
left.
Menu. Use ghost sound identification.
Okay, I moved down and we're now on ghost sound identification.
Ghost ahead, getting closer to you.
Leave now. Leave now. Leave now. Leave now.
That was one of the phrases that you'll sometimes hear the ghosts say, leave now, and it was just fading in.
Ghost near.
Okay, that means the ghost is near.
Ghost gets you, losing a life.
When he wants you to leave.
To be honest with you, I prefer the one that goes, be gone. That's my personal favorite one anyway.
Scare ghost.
I'm going out of my mind.
He says, I'm going out of my mind.
Get extra life. Next level. Pinky is the fastest ghost, but not so bright.
Pinky.
Okay, now we get into the various ghosts themselves, and that is Pinky.
Blinky is slower and hard to shake.
Blinky.
Pinky is terribly shy and will run away from you.
Pinky.
Clyde is the smartest one, and will try his best to get you, but he is the slowest.
Clyde.
Yeah, okay, that's Clyde.
Help menu. Audio instructions.
Now here's another way you can read the instructions. If I press enter...
You are Pac-Man moving through a maze. You score points by eating dots and scaring the four ghosts while you have superpower.
Okay, that's the first line of the instructions. To continue, I just press the down arrow key.
When your power is normal and you get caught by a ghost, you lose life and go back to the starting area.
Okay, we'll press down again.
When you eat all the dots on level, you go on to the next level where the ghosts get faster and harder to scare.
I like that the way he says, FASTER!
When you lose all your lives, the game is over.
Of course. Well, that's a bit of a demonstration of the audio instructions feature, but one thing I'd like to see added is a keystroke that would play the instructions automatically. In other words, so you don't have to keep pressing the down arrow key.
Help menu. Use PCS Games Information.
PCS Games Information, that's the contact information.
Options.
And options. Let's go in here and look at the different options.
Audio Navigator. Off.
Okay, there's the Audio Navigator.
Ambient Sounds. On.
Ambient Sounds is on, and I recommend leaving them on.
Background Music. Off.
Background Music is off.
Step Sound. On.
Step Sound is on.
Step Echo Sound. Off.
This feature adds an echo effect to your steps depending on what direction you can go. By that I mean if you can go to the left, you'll hear your footsteps bouncing off the left wall. If you can go to the right, you'll obviously hear your footsteps bounce off the right wall. I won't demonstrate that here because, as I say, this review is being recorded in mono.
Training mode. That stops the ghosts. On.
Okay, training mode is on.
Graphics. Off.
Graphics is off, and basically it's just a representation of the map.
Save your options configuration.
So you can save your options configuration if you want. We're not going to do that. I'm just going to press the escape key. And we are out of the main menu. Well, that's enough for now, so I'm going to press the escape key.
Are you sure you would like to quit? Choose yes or no. Yes.
Are you sure you would like to quit? Choose yes or no. And we're on yes, so I'll press Y.
You scored 2,620 points and completed 0 levels. Nice try, but you need 2,651 points to be listed in the high score standings. High score standings. Press up and down arrows to browse, and press escape to exit first place.
S-K-J.
Scored 5,620 points and completed 0 levels.
Yeah, that's supposed to be KJS, but I spelled it wrong. Oh well, that's okay. I'm gonna press the escape key in a minute, but before I do that, there's something I'd like to mention that I think needs to be changed. If you lose all your lives, you will be taken to the high score screen, but when you press the escape key, instead of asking, would you like to play again, you'll be asked, would you like training mode? Obviously, the program is assuming that you want to continue playing, when you may not want to. So if possible, I hope that this can be implemented in a future version.
Game over.
And we're out of the game. Well, that's a brief overview of Pac-Man Talks from Personal Computer Systems, and I think they've done a very good job of adapting this game for blind and visually impaired people. I thought their DOS version of Pac-Man was really good, but I think this is way better, especially with all the background music and voices in this game. If you would like to order this product or download the playable demo, you can go to www.pcsgames.net. That's www.pcsgames.net. If you have any comments or suggestions about this review, please contact me via email at ksapergia@sasktel.net. That's ksapergia@sasktel.net. For main menu, I'm Kelly Sapergia.